therapy break.
Oh, snack break.
Weekend edition.
Tell me how you feel about that.
Man. Tater biscuit, I'm having a really tough day interacting with the other humans. I'm not going to lie.
It is very difficult to put two humans side by side longer than 1 hour.
It's easy to put the humans side by side.
When
it's
they
difficult
speak to each other.
When the humans can communicate to each other through the power of the written word on the internet. That's where I run into my problems.
So verbal word is fine.
Verbal word is fine.
Written
word. I think I'm too... I've been thinking about it. I've been obsessing about it all day. Here's what happened. Let me take you through my situation. Oh, by the way, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. It's the Anchor Podcast recorded in my car somewhere in the very empty, surprisingly empty parking lots of corporate America.
On a weekend.
It's weekend edition.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam. It's not copyrighted, is
Gotta
it?
Add one note. I added one note.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, that'll fly.
So, there I was, minding my own business on my Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends who thinks differently than I do, but we remain friendly. I wouldn't say it's a super close friend, but somebody that I worked with a number of years ago.
Okay.
And I've just kind of kept up with because we have a lot of the similar interests.
Yeah.
And from time to time, he shares some progressive ideas. And not in a bad way. Usually they're fine. I didn't mean that in a bad way. Usually they're fine. Usually I'm like, okay, yeah, I agree with that. I think Nazis are bad too. All right. Good for you.
That's very progressive.
Yeah, I don't know how progressive,
very progressive
that is.
Of
yeah.
you.
But anyway, so he shared this thing from this guy today, and essentially it was like promoting violence.
Mm.
Now, promoting violence towards quote-unquote mean people.
I've seen this
like,
before.
If someone's... basically, you know, an eye for an eye, right? If somebody's mean to you, be mean right back.
Yeah.
Punch him in the face.
It was a punch
for
Nazi.
For being stupid.
Is that the punch a Nazi thing?
That
is a thing.
It wasn't punch a Nazi.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, no. He did... I don't want to go into
the exact
tweet, because I don't want to... I'm not Got here it. To sit here and yeah. tell, say who it was and start drama.
But that would
I don't,
be an example.
That's the last thing I want in my life. But it was basically like... It's okay to be mean to people. Don't listen to all this touchy-feely stuff. It's okay to be mean to mean people. So I basically was like, I want to ask a few questions about this, right? Because I learned that from our friend Dan, who's just an expert, in my opinion, at engaging with somebody but not making them feel like they're being attacked or like he thinks they're wrong or anything. Mm. But just like
He's an expert in that.
That's what I mean.
I might not be.
Oh, I'm terrible at it, but I try my best. I'm inspired. It's inspired by Dan. But, so I go, I didn't think this was bad. I've since deleted it all, because I was like, I can't deal with the anxiety. I'm just deleting everything, because all of a sudden there was a whole mob of people coming at me, telling me how stupid and wrong I was, and I was like, this feels bad, I don't like it, leave me alone, I just wanted to understand. So I say, basically like, okay, but who decides who is mean and who's not? And, like, doesn't it make you mean if you start a witch hunt going after mean people? And ultimately, aren't we all mean? Like, quote-unquote, right?
Yeah.
And, like, wouldn't, like, an attempt to understand and engage be better ultimately? Because I think we can agree, hopefully, that, like, the last thing the world needs is more hate.
The common ground is, like, what people try to shoot for whenever they have, like, disagreements.
Well, that was the wrong move for this group, my dude, because what happened was I got labeled a horrible, white, oppressive, like, centrist who's responsible for all the problems in the universe, apparently.
That's true.
And I'm very dumb.
Yes.
And I'm not woke.
Yes.
And I'm evil.
Yes.
And that I deserve to die. So, that's what I learned. And it was very stressful. Very stressful.
Yeah.
And I was like, man... That escalated quickly. Like, I went from, shouldn't we all try to be more compassionate to, you're a Nazi sympathizer, surprisingly fast.
Wow.
So, the reason I brought that up, though, and again, don't bother going to my Twitter, I deleted everything. You can ask Tate. Not only am I, like, one of the most paranoid people on Earth, but I also hate that stuff. Like,
can confirm.
I do not want to ever be engaged in a scandal or in a, like, oh, here's some juicy drama. I'm like, nope, not what I was trying to do. Delete, 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 delete. Not it. Not going there. You know, and then, oh, this is interesting. We get, like, quick sidebar. I got accused of something called sea lioning. What? I've never heard of this.
Sea
lioning.
Lioning.
Apparently, it's from a comic strip. And... I have, maybe, okay, I could be wrong here. Please call into the show and tell me. I don't understand. It seems like, though, it's an attempt to shame people for trying to, like, have a civil debate and ask questions about a topic. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I was like, I've read it 94 times, and I'm like, I don't understand why this is wrong. Here, let me just explain it. I'll just read through it. Okay, first, so the first frame, we have two people. It's a man and a woman. They're driving along. And the woman says, I don't mind most marine mammals, but sea lions, I could do without sea lions. And the man says, don't say that out loud.
Because...
And then in the second frame, a sea lion shows up behind them. And he says, pardon me, I couldn't help but overhear. And the guy goes, now you've done it. The sea lion says, I would like to have a civil conversation about your statement. Would you mind showing me any evidence of any negative thing that any sea lion has ever done to you? And then the lady's like, go away. And he's like, there's no need to raise your voice. I'm right here. I'm just curious if you have any sources to back up your opinion. And then later on, he's inside her house in her bedroom. And she's like, you're in my house. And sea lion's like, you made a statement in public for all to hear. Are you unable to defend the statements you make or simply unwilling to have a reasoned discussion? And then the guy's like, told you, dude, sea lions. And he's like, I have been unfailingly polite. You two is how I imagine the sea lion talks. I have been unfailingly polite, and you two have been nothing but rude. And the lady's like, I'm trying to eat breakfast. And he's like, very well, we shall resume in an hour. Now, I think it's a pretty funny strip.
So sea lioning is...
Apparently, sea lioning is like...
a civil conversation.
Well, I think the idea from what... After reading it 115 times, I think the idea is... That he's being very... invasive, yeah, and he's like, he won't let it go, and he's being super aggressive, and he's like showing up at her house, and he's like, oh well, all I am trying to do is just have a civil discussion, right? And that's what I thought was so funny, is like, I asked, so I said this one thing, and this one guy responded very rudely, like, oh, I guess you're just, you're, you know, like, I'm trying to disguise it because I don't want people to go find it. But, like, basically, like, I say what I said, what I already said I said. And then he comes back and he's like, you know, oh, yeah, well, I guess that it's not mean to want to murder me or something. And I was like, oh, okay, well, like, no, certainly that's mean, but, like, where do you draw the line? Like, where how do you decide where you decide that someone's no longer mean? Like, where does that hinge, you know, pivot, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then I'm like, I mean, certainly, like, Martin Luther King Jr. or Daryl Davis would disagree that punching somebody in the face is the right way to change their heart and their mind,
not,
right? And he was like,
whatever.
Well, clearly you know nothing about Martin Luther King, you white centrist scum, like, whoa, that type of thing. And so I'm like, whoa, like, so I post.
I was taught about him in.
So I post a picture of an actual letter written by Martin Luther King, like,
yeah,
detailing
his name is, Matt,
detailing not, his nonviolent.
Yeah, well, to. Compared to the other guy, the M, his last name started with an M.
What? I didn't compare anything.
Okay, so there was Martin Luther King, which is a peaceful protest, and then there was, what's his name? Crap.
Oh, I don't know. Violent. But anyway, so then the guy's like, your ignorance is showing, you're ignorant, you don't understand, like, Martin Luther King would have been nobody without the violent protesters, and, like, just, you know, just pushing his agenda or whatever. So, and I'm, like, being, I think I'm being, like, very calm and just like, oh, thank you, I'll look at those resources or whatever. And then out of nowhere, he's like, you're sea lioning. I don't have freaking time to waste my time on freaking idiot sea lions.
Oh, no.
I'm out. Like, I'm done with you or something. Like, just so aggressive and just so yucky. Like, made me feel endangered and,
yeah,
like, anxious. And, like, why is this person yelling at me? And, like, why was I just accused of sea lioning? I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of that before.
Malcolm X.
And, Malcolm X. So anyway, it was just a most bizarre conversation, and I wanted to leave it up on principle. You know, I'm like, no, I was right. And I'm like, ultimately, I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. I should be less concerned with being right.
Yeah.
And more concerned with, you know, not having anxiety for the rest of the
day.
He can, this guy, whoever he is, he can be right all he wants.
Sure.
That's fine. I don't care. He can think, you know, whatever he wants to think. So I deleted everything, and I was just like, nope, delete, don't care, don't want to get involved with it. Because people started, like, coming out of the woodwork to like his angry tweets back at me.
Interesting.
And, like, further compound on the fact that I'm, like, a very stupid, horrible Nazi who hates everything. And, but... It was just so weird to me because it was just based on me asking. So I'm going back through like obsessively reading these before I delete them. And you're like,
what did I say?
Right. What did I say? I thought I was being like very polite and like trying to understand, like, hey, help me to understand why you think it's like that's the way. Right.
You remember that one
like
situation?
I want to understand why the violent, you know, why. Hey, could you like it would be so weird if I came up to you on the street and I was like, you were like, I think we ought to go find Nazis and punch them as hard as we can and kill all their families. And I said this exactly like this. That's interesting. So, you know, why do you think, like, that's the best way to, like, get rid of Nazis? And all of a sudden you, like, freaked out. And you were like, I'll kill you, you freaking idiot bastard. And I'd be like, that would be weird, right?
Yeah.
Why do people do that on the internet? I don't understand. Like, I honestly was...
No, they do it in real life.
Remember I want to understand why... interesting. Like, I'm very into nonviolence, and I've been very into that sort of the side of it. Interesting. Why, you know, wouldn't it be better? And maybe I asked the questions the wrong way, right? Maybe they took it like I was being, like,
attacking or
sarcastic. Whatever. Like, sure. Well, wouldn't it be better if we were kind? You know what I mean? Like, maybe they heard that sort of inflection. That's the only thing I could come up with, is maybe they thought I was being, like, talking down to them or whatever. Mm. So, again, we're bad at it. Our friend Dan, very good. A better way to do it probably would have been like, oh my, that's interesting. You know, how do you, what do you feel is the best, you know, what are the, what goals do you feel that the violent protests will accomplish?
Make the case. I would like to hear the case.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. I haven't been exposed to this before. Like, not being sarcastic, can you explain to me why, what value the violent protests have over a nonviolent protest? Something like that, right? Mm. Something to, like, make them feel good about themselves and empowered so that I could get more information. Because that's ultimately all I was trying to do. It's just be like, oh, I don't know, I found this to be a little bit gross just because, like, I think there's enough human beings hating each other right now, and it kind of, like, makes me sad, makes me want to cry all
the
time.
That's the thing, is, like, can you find common ground on kindness should always trump meanness?
No.
Can you?
I don't know. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's plenty of people who just, like, are 100% convinced that they have the moral high ground and they're right.
That there are,
and the other people are wrong.
It's okay to be a jerk.
Absolutely. And that not only that, but that those people invite that and deserve to have violence perpetrated on them.
The deserving is the word.
Right, right. But in order to do that, you have to take a moral high ground. So me as a Christian, like, I can't do that in good conscience. I can't, because to me, I'm part of the problem. I am bad. I'm a mean person.
Yeah.
So I can't say, yes, punch all the mean people.
Because then that means you.
I have to punch myself.
Yeah.
I'm mean. I could try my best to be compassionate, but at the end of the day, I'm still not a good person based on my standard, which is Jesus, right?
Sure.
So, like, what is your standard? And that's all I was trying to get out of them, is like, okay, but help me understand, like, where is your standard and how are you determining who's mean and who's not? And, of course, they went to the most hyperbolic example, and they were like, well, I think genocide's pretty mean. And I was like, well, of course, but I mean, like, where does it stop? What about, like, your grandfather who's, like, a little bit racist because he was raised poorly and was abused and doesn't understand and hasn't really talked to any black people or Latino people and doesn't have, like, that experience of doing that. And so he's, like, mildly racist, and it's kind of annoying at family events. But should I come punch your grandfather?
Right.
Like, where is my line, right? Surely grandpa doesn't actually want to commit genocide. Like, he might say some really rude things because he's just, you know, he's a grandpa, he's an idiot. Like, old crotchety jerk grandpa, racist grandpa. But, like, do I want to punch grandpa for that? Or do I want to, like, try to be like, well, grandpa, let me tell you, like, why that hurts my feelings when you say that. And educate him and try to help him understand why that's gross. Like, I would lean more towards the education. But that's what I was trying to get out of these people. Like, but would you actually... honestly say, like, yes, I should punch my grandpa? And sadly, I feel like what they... And I'm sorry. I'm not even letting you talk today. I have all this inside. I got to get it out. This is why I love content creation. Therapy break. Because I got to say something, and I made, like, a bunch of tweets after the fact. Like, literally, like, 10 tweets. I did one of those, like, cool, like,
one,
you know how you can add them now?
Yeah.
You could do it in that one. And then I deleted that all, too. Because I was like... I can't say what I'm trying to say. And, like, I'm a man of many words. You ever heard I'm a man of few words? I'm a man of many words. To get to the bottom of something and to try to, like, distill it and try to figure out what I'm saying, I have to literally do this. I have to talk 15 minutes. I can't just, like, write one thing and feel good about it ever. I think communicating in spoken and in written word for me is super problematic just based on, like, who I am as a person.
Yep.
I can never say what I'm trying to say. I never get my intention across right. I always come across wrong. Anywho, my point being, my fear is that if I ask them that, they would say, yes, I should kill my grandfather. Like, I feel like these people are so hyperbolic. And that scares me. Because my wife was like, why are you engaging with these people? Like, once every 6 months, I try to engage with somebody on the internet, and it goes horrible.
Sure.
And then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't do that. And then 6 months later, I go, well, maybe this time it'll be different. And then the same thing happens, and I get all stressed out about it, and then I don't do it again for 6 months. But, like, my wife was like, why are you engaging again with, the, with you know, these I shouldn't have said these people. I understand that. I didn't mean that in a bad way. Why are you engaging with groups that think differently than you, that you know you're going to agitate?
That you know.
Inadvertently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, because it scares me. It scares me. That there are groups of people who are so locked into this echo chamber
that justify violence,
that think that everyone should 100% agree with everything that they think, or they should punch them. I don't want my children growing up in that world. I'm scared of it. And I think maybe, just maybe, if we try hard enough, there's a way that we can start a dialogue to where we can help people that think that way to understand that maybe they should just turn it down two notches. And maybe there's some sort of common ground that's more than what they thought. Certainly, if somebody comes out and says, I'm pro-Hitler and I want to kill all the black people, absolutely we should be like, this person needs to be imprisoned or taken care of in some way.
Somebody needs to deal with this.
Yeah. But beyond that, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, beyond that, how far do we take it? To where it gets to the point where you're like, this is scary, and this is getting a little bit weird.
Remember that time when I quoted somebody, and then that person was like, you need to leave.
Like, you quoted that person to them?
No, I quoted another person out loud, and the person happened to hear that quote and was like, and they weren't even in the conversation. They were just like, you need to leave right now.
I don't remember that, but I bet it was exciting. You can tell me about it.
It was at the office a while ago.
You can tell.
And it was about JP.
You can tell me about it.
All right.
You could tell me about it after.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it more.
But well, I thought that was weird. It was like, I couldn't even represent somebody else's argument without that person immediately thinking that it was my argument that I was making. Does that make sense? Like, if you wanted to represent Malcolm X's argument, and you said, Malcolm X said XYZ, and here's a quote. And then somebody heard that and was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you just said that. You're like, whoa, I didn't say it. That was Malcolm X. We teach history here. This is a world in which we teach history. We explain Hitler's ideas. Not so that we can glorify it, but so that we can have a background of history of how terrible that time was.
Well, the weird thing to me was, like, I presented a actual letter that Martin Luther King wrote himself with his own hand. Well, it was typewritten, but... Sure. Accepted by history to have been written by Martin Luther King Jr.
We fingerprinted a typewriter.
Right. It's definitely personally. I watched him do it.
I posted
it, and I was like, this seems pretty nonviolent to me. And the entire thing, like, was distilled down to basically, like, do not return evil for evil. Like, we need to find a way to make friends out of our enemies. If someone strikes you, do not strike them. If someone yells at you, do not, like, it was like to a T, like the perfect distillation of, like, MLK. And I was like, and I just posted it, right? No comment, just posted it, because he was saying I didn't know, understand anything about MLK and that he was not, you know, nonviolent. So I posted that. And again, like, the person came back with, like, you are so ignorant. You know, you don't understand the first thing about Martin Luther King and how much of a, you know,
but that's the conclusion. There are no premises after that.
But I'm like, how do you I don't understand. Like, how are you reaching that conclusion? I guess I'm a sea lion. I guess that's what sea lioning is saying, like, just literally asking somebody for clarification. But, like, isn't it bizarre we're shaming people for that now? Hey, here's a letter Martin Luther King wrote. You're wrong! Can you explain why I'm wrong? Sea lioning! Like, I don't understand it. Why is that something that was being mocked now? Is conversation being mocked and derided? Are we literally at that point?
It would be impossible to go... Like, I had a logic class back in, like, the 6th or 7th grade, and that's where I found my passion for, like, those biases, confirmation biases.
Are you about to say, like, there's some people that you can't, like, that don't...
No,
there's nothing you can do for them?
That's not what I was about to say.
That's scary.
I wish we could argue how we used to learn... In logic class, which is where, and it's, you write out the sentence and you have your premises and you have your conclusions and you have your truths and falses and you line up and you determine is it fallacious or not. By him stating, you know, nothing, not the first thing of MLK, that's a conclusion that has no premise. It's impossible to be true. It could be true.
Well,
but there are no premises.
Well, this guy was, let me tell you what, this guy needs to start a business on Etsy where he makes straw men, because he is real good at it. But yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the other problem. Straw. But anyway.
I like that.
He was like, everything I said was like, oh, so you love Nazis and you support them. And I was like, bro.
That's a slippery slope fallacy.
Just chill out. Fallacy, like, that's not what I said at all. Like,
fallacy means false.
It was one of those. It was one of those I should have been smart enough from the first comment to just, like, mute it and move on with my day. You know what I mean? I was too stupid to do that. So he was right in the end. I actually am stupid and ignorant. I was too stupid and ignorant to realize I should not have been having that conversation.
Someone ad hominem'd me as well as presented a false dilemma. And then what was the other one? I can't remember. An appeal to pity.
Appeal to pity.
They did all three of those in one big fell swoop. And it really hurt my feelings. But afterwards, I was like, I need to chill out. My feelings are hurt. But those were all logical fallacies. Therefore, I can now, like, cool off a little bit. Because that, as long as I know that there's scientific, logical analysis that would prove that that person's wrong, I can chill out.
To me, the biggest takeaway from the whole thing is actually really therapeutic to delete all my tweets. And I think everyone should just delete all their tweets. And then we should just delete Twitter. And then we should just, like... I'm just kidding. Twitter's great for, like, memes and meeting, like, stay in touch with your friends and making fun jokes and just,
announcements.
Like, little announcements, little things. But, like, man, I'm more and more convinced that, like, we have to find a way to, like, get polemics back into...
It's called 4chan.
It's excellent.
Get out of here.
I just think, like, honestly, I don't know what is going to do it or what the platform is. I'm hopeful maybe voice and, like, home automation can kind of maybe revitalize this.
So you can actually have conversations.
We've got to figure it out, dude. We've got to find a way to bring, like, polemics and actual debate back into, like, the world. Mm-hmm. We have to. Mm-hmm. We have to, because it's bad right now, man. Mm-hmm. You get these little siloed groups, and I'm guilty of it too, just as much as the next guy. You get your little siloed group, and when somebody that's the littlest bit outside of your group comes in, it's like, an alarm goes off and everybody just rallies around this one person and, like, it's like, shame, get out of our group, you're not one of us, and this is like hitting you with the taser
rather than inviting,
rather than just be like, hey, this person's got some questions and they're engaging, let's engage them back and let's see if we can, like, change their mind through, you know, through discussion. But it's not looked at like that at all, and that to me is the saddest part and what really really grieved me to where I was honestly upset for the last few hours, because I was like, man, I went in because I was interested in this and I wanted to try to understand why they thought that violence was a better path than nonviolence, and instead I was just met with, like, complete hatred and anger and immediate dismissal.
Yeah, you felt like you did something terrible.
I felt like not only did I feel like I did something terrible but I felt, like, really misunderstood, because my goal was not to go in there and, like, insult them, but I was immediately met with insults and hatred, and I felt so bad and dirty because that wasn't my intention, and I hate that people, like, read into your intentions on the internet and you don't get a chance to defend yourself, and you don't get a chance to, like,
look, it's a lot like marriage.
You don't get a chance to look them in the eye and be like, no, hold on, like, whoa, no, like, hold on, you can't do that on the internet, there's no way to do that. So anyway, we're out of time, we gotta go, but I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You could always leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/snackbreak with Dan and Tate. I know it's a lot of letters to type, but just give it a go. It's okay. It'll be all right. And, leave us a voice message. And, you know, if it's, you know, you yelling at me that I'm a Nazi sympathizer, I'm probably just going to delete it, so maybe just save your time on that one. But if it's substantive, then we'd love to play it on the show and discuss it. So,
substantive.
Thank you guys for listening. These are great sessions. We always appreciate any feedback that you guys have. Have a good day. We'll see you on the next one.
Ants free. You don't have to pay for therapy.
Ants free with every purchase.
Free. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Ants free?
Ants free. Since 93.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.